This week for The Naked Scientists, we're featuring babies. I'm going to talk about their extraordinary ability to recognize languages, even before they can talk. But first, the sound of a baby crying is said to be one of the most disturbing in the whole world. But Chelsea has found a scientist who can turn it into beautiful music.
Don't you sometimes wish crying babies sounded more like, say, pianos? Well, you have your wish, at least temporarily, thanks to acoustician Kelly Fitz of the Starkey Hearing Research Center. He says morphing sounds together makes for cool sound effects and innovative music.
I always wanted to be a composer, and I thought that this way of working with sound, directly with recorded sounds, was of interest, but the tools just haven't really been strong enough.
His new technique first breaks down two sounds into their component tones, like this trumpet. Then he adds the components of one sound to the other to make a seamless transformation. Oh, so we're back to the baby again? I guess in the real world, there's no substitute for just changing the diapers.
Thanks, Chelsea. Babies can barely do anything for themselves, but those as young as 4 months can tell their native language from a foreign tongue, even if they can't hear a word of either. This according to a study led by psychologists Whitney Wycombe and Janet Worker of the University of British Columbia in Canada. Worker says past research has shown that babies can discriminate the sound patterns of different languages from a very early age.
But because speech is so richly multimodal, and because there had been some research showing that babies pay attention to both the visual and the auditory aspects of speech, we asked, gee, can they use just the visual information alone? And can they use that to help identify speakers of their native language?
Her team showed babies silent videos of bilingual adults speaking alternatively in English and French. Wycombe says that babies' attention instinctively perks up when they detect a language switch.
So we found that at 4 and 6 months, babies from a home where only English is spoken can tell the difference between the languages. But their ability to tell the difference between the languages declined by 8 months of age.
On the other hand, babies raised in bilingual homes showed no such decline, suggesting that this ability persists only if it's needed, just as the ability to discriminate between certain vowel and consonant sounds fades away if those differences aren't important in one's native language. As for the ability to distinguish between languages by sight, it's not yet clear whether this is merely a phase of normal language development or the result of an evolutionary advantage for babies who could recognize other members of their community.
Thanks, Bob. Next time we'll talk about how scientists are trying to kick the healing process up a notch. Until then, I'm Chelsea Wald.
And I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. Back to you, naked scientists.
Thanks, Bob and Chelsea. And you can find more about that on the web at scienceupdate.com.
It's The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris, Dr. Phil. It's our science phone-in. Email chris@thenakedscientist.com. Quick question from Keith in Watford by Texville. He says, Phil, an inflatable space station. What happens when one of the thousands of pea-sized meteorites punctures it?
Well, actually, it's supposed to be incredibly tough. It's made of multi-layers, and the idea being that if something hits the first layer, it makes a punch through that, but it breaks up the meteorite, and then it leaves like a powder that then hits this next layer. And you've got basically 12 layers, I think, on this particular space station. And actually, they claim it's actually harder and tougher than the International Space Station that's up at the moment. They think it's that tough.
Maybe we should make bulletproof vests from it, then.
Possibly. Oh, it might even be the other way around. It might be that they've utilised bulletproof vest technology to make the space station.